7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to this week's mini edition of Skip the Tutorial, number one video game podcast in the UCA, United Cities of America. I am one of your hosts this week, Bryant Deadman Daniels, and joining me across the universe on Skype is Todd Die Hard Man Fortner. What's going on, Die Hard Man?
Everything is different. I don't know if parallel universes exist. And as usual, man, we can never... Either it's you or me. Like, we were supposed to record 17 hours ago, it feels like. And every time my Chick-fil-A shows up, we start recording.
How does that always happen? Every time.
You know what I'm saying? It's like Hideo Kojima himself knew that I needed more fuel. Yeah, here you go. But nah, man, I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing good, man. I'm just climbing. I'm just glad to be doing this again with you and the tribesmen and not be on in a funky, weird universe.
Yes. Funky
cast of characters. So I'm glad we just get a nice short one out of the way since we dropped a whole bunch of episodes on people at once. Like, you know what I'm saying? Might as well let them catch up.
Yeah, man. We gotta let people catch up. We're doing some house cleaning this week. So it's going to be pretty short, pretty quick. Me and Todd have both been on the Death Stranding made by Hideo Kojima.
It's the worst goddamn game I ever played in my goddamn life. I don't believe in abortion, and I'm tired of these people trying to take Christianity out of the schools.
Keep the prayers. Man, that's we'll be back next week with more of that discussion, because I need the time to process the babies and the Mads Mikkelsens and the Guillermo del Toros and the BTs and the falling over with my dead mother on my back.
Spoiler alert.
If you've ever seen the Ballad of Narayama, you'll know what this game is.
Let me stop you right now. Like, 8 people have seen that movie, bro. 8 people.
It's such a good movie. I sent you an image, by the way.
I know, man. I saw it, and I think I've seen something about that, but didn't give a damn about it.
It's actually a really...
This is why I love doing the show with you, bro. Because it's about perspectives, and it's about bringing people together on our show. And all jokes aside, like I said, we'll have a more in-depth review of this game once we've had a chance to delve into it deeper next week. But my initial feeling on it personally, it has a lot of roots in the idea of this show.
Yes.
With the old guards that we are. So it's weird, like this show. So yeah, like, I don't know. This isn't the normal episode, people, if you haven't listened to us before.
I will lose my shit on Death Stranding if there's a point where I have to deliver a pot of chili. Then I'll be like, Hideo Kojima listens to our show. That's what it is. He listens to our show.
I'm sure you have to plan a few hours of this game that he does not listen to our show.
I don't know. There's apparently a mission where you have to deliver a pizza at one point. So I'm just saying.
Pre-spoiler alert, bro. Pre-spoiler alert. This is another game, though, I would think. It's even kind of hard to spoil because without playing it.
Yeah, I love it, though. My initial reactions is I love it, and I've never...
Why don't you marry it, then?
I will. I'm going to divorce my wife and marry Death Stranding.
That's on record.
No!
November 9th.
Honey, if you're listening, I'm sorry. She says I can't make chili ever again, which now I'm depressed. I got to make my chili. This game is great.
I think this game has even fried our brains even more, bro.
Yeah.
Something happened to us since playing this shit.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, we'll have more in depth, but my initial reactions are I kind of love it for what it is.
One of us should hate it, though, per the numbers.
Per the numbers. One of us should. Fuck this game! Fuck this piece of garbage! Norman Reedus, you're human trash! Throw it in the garbage! I'm done with you, Kojima, Burning Metal Gear. I'm gonna burn all my copies of Metal Gear Solid games.
Hey man, I got a text message last night from the homie VSOP, and I forgot on one of the episodes that you said Dildo Baggins or something. Hold on.
Yeah, Dildo Baggins, a classic.
I don't even remember what the fuck he was referencing. So anyway,
the porn parody of Bilbo.
Oh yeah, Acetar.
Yeah, Dildo Baggins. He walks around Hobbiton with his dildo hanging out from his trousers.
No, there's some time marker.
There's no time marker in this. It's a 12-minute episode.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, we both giddy about getting off there.
I know, man.
I'm just microphone with my nose. Shit, I got so excited. Oh man, sorry, my bad.
No worries.
Yeah, go ahead.
Curtis Tillery, though, house cleaning here. Well, Curtis, you reached out to us. We got your shirt on the way, brother. Got that sent out to you. He gave us his top 7 reboots he wants. Great list here. Let's go down this list. We got number 7 is Double Dragon. It's a classic. Love the Double Dragon series. Number 6, X-Men the arcade game. I fucking love that choice. I'd love to see a modern version of X-Men the arcade game. That's a great, great selection. Number 5, Saturday Night Slam Masters. Number 4, NCAA College Hoops 2K Series. Yes! Bring back the college. Bring back the college games. Pay them for the likeness. Number 3, Die Hard. Now, Curtis, I'm curious. You'll have to reach out to me. Are you talking about the PlayStation version or the arcade version of Die Hard? Because I love both versions of that game. That Die Hard trilogy in the arcade was great, too. Number 2, Todd, right on point with both of us, the Fight Night series. And number 1, NCAA football.
Curtis, real shit, when I saw that list, I was like, damn, that's a hell of a list. The X-Men remake is what got me too. I was like, that would be a great idea. That would be something the kids should come out for. But I mean, I think I got a little chance to scratch that X-Men itch with Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. It's not quite the same on rebootness. But that I love that list, bro. I love that list. And I'm thank you, B, for going ahead and taking care of the shirt things, man, because I talk a lot of shit, but you hit the buttons on there for that one to get it out to the tribe.
It was just clicking things with my mouse.
I thought you... Come on, bro.
Mouse!
Hey, man, have you found Sonic in Death Stranding yet?
No, I haven't found Sonic.
Hey, man.
I want Sonic to be there. I know he's in Shinbu.
There's these mushrooms, man. There's these mushrooms, man. They make the snozzberries taste like snozzberries, man. And if you take them, you might find Sonic in the game, man.
I'm going to have to take my snozzberries, eat my snozzberries, and snozz on up and say, hey, Sonic, what you doing with all that cocaine?
You know what? We don't even talk about games anymore. We just
No. Real quick wrap up. I did beat the Outer Worlds. And then I started playing Death Stranding and completely forgot what I thought of the Outer Worlds. So that's a thing that happened. No, I loved it. It was great all the way through. Combat got a bit repetitive. They do this classic thing where, like, they throw in a last boss fight, quote, if you will. I really think the last part of that game is probably the weakest part of that game. Really, the game's about exploring these little towns and stuff like that. I still really loved it. But I will say that the last part up until you get to the epilogue stuff, because once you get to the epilogue, they tell you what happened to all your characters and all your crewmates and stuff like that, and that was really dope. But some house cleanup real fast. So as some of you have noticed, the show was missing from things, networks, if you will, that we wanted to be on because of some other things that happened that we have corrected and course corrected. So now you can all catch up on that. All I'm going to say is fuck that network. Boom. That's it. That's all I got.
All the juice you got today. That's good. You know what?
That's the juice I got.
Death Stranding took the evil out your heart and my heart a little bit. It is kind of, you know, fuck them like Bloods and Crips back in 1991. Maybe that's not the best year. I think they came together then. But anyway, man, fuck the dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we are about to come in together with everybody that has like mindedness of the good connection. I can't even speak this morning. Speaking of that, shout out to LOUCBD or like go holla at Louisville Health Company and put STT Pod in there to get like a 15% discount. Connectivity, baby.
Yes. Well, and I want to go back on my original statement. mostly it was trying to unravel the mess that being on that network created. That was such a pain in the ass. It was like trying to unravel that shit. Like, best of luck in your future endeavors. Death Stranding has taught me we should try to let people be and connect. So do your thing. We don't care. We don't want part of it anymore. Like, I'm sure you're great on your own. And, you know, it was unraveling it that was such a pain.
Well, I don't know, man. I felt disrespected as a black man on this platform that I was just disenfranchised from the situation, that I didn't even get a chance to speak to you. Like, I'm beneath you motherfuckers. And then how you try to come at us motherfuckers. Then you gonna put your shit in the front. Then you gonna lie. Then you gonna tell lies. Don't lie. You catch shit with your hands. More to the story. Fuck all the dumb shit. If you catch shit with your hands, if you on the catch shit with your hands spectrum, we can't fuck with you. It's not enough time or energy in this wonderful universe. We're trying to connect with those that love us and that we can love. Shout out to Mike Pony. Y'all be safe out there. You know what I'm saying? To our Buddhists out there, this is a rule of Buddhism.
Rule of Buddhism.
That's a big part of Buddhism, bro. If you're a Buddhist, you don't catch the shit that it excretes from the butt. You have to cleanse it with waters.
Yeah, cleanse it with waters.
So anyway, I'm just saying, bro, that's why. I mean, look, I don't know. Maybe the dudes, maybe he didn't catch his butt. Ben Shapiro didn't catch his butt with catch his butt with his hand. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe, but it gave you that vibe on some of that email interactions and shit like that. It's not necessary. It's not crucial. We do this as a passion project. We fuck with folks. This is not, you know, whatever. And we just want to do what we want to do, man. We just want to talk about what the fuck we want to talk about. Why do this other than that? You know
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But anyway, bro.
And part of it too was we're just glad to be having our stuff back where we want it to be at.
On the platform. People can listen to it.
Where people can actually hear it.
You know what I'm saying? But is there anything else with that?
Nah,
bitching about shit that people really don't give a fuck about.
Look, and like, best of luck in their future endeavors. We don't want any part of it, so it's for us.
Maybe we can catch each other on the flip side when everything is on the right. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't play out right this time. I ain't in the fucking. It wasn't that crucial. It wasn't like somebody stole from me or had sex with my girl's face. It's like nothing that crucial. You know what I'm saying? We can get over this.
Yeah, like this is done. We're just glad to be back. We're glad for people to have the access to the shows. So go catch up on those shows. And we will be back next week.
Oh, yeah, wait. No, wait. I know we said we was going to keep this short, but I did take some notes about my initial interaction with this Death Stranding thing just real quick. I'm just spit this off real quick. We're going to get into some real ones. First, the fast load time on the game was very surprising with the disc version. The fact that it came up on there. Kojima Productions is dope as a motherfucker. It's a connective kind of feeling and encapsulates you. And if I could give an initial reaction, it's probably one of the most interesting games I've ever fucking played in my life. Norman Reedus from Boondock Saints. Check out the motherfucking cutscene. It kind of made me feel like that and connected me like Astral Chain as far as some of the gameplay is concerned. And I got freaked out and weirded out so much that I had to get the fuck off the game and play some 2K. And it made me understand why Chinese people like basketball. Also, it had a little bit of Mass Effectiness to it and eeriness to it. And, you know, and just monsters are going to survive in the apocalypse. Keep that in mind. You know what I'm saying?
Monster energy drink is still there.
You know what I'm saying? And since we spoil the shit, if you sit still for a little while, just stand around sometimes and look at some shit in the area and see what happens. But I also can understand why anybody would hate this and never want to play it. And, that's it. That's all I got.
I agreed with all of those thoughts. You summarized my thought process exactly. I'll have more in-depth next week from my perspective, too. Because I do want more. I want to play more. I want to find out more. That's really what I want. I want to know more.
Can come back next week and be like, we hate this shit.
We easily could.
We on some wishy-washy shit, but I'm about to get on my Chick-fil-A. Is there anything else?
Man, that's all I got. This has been this week's edition of Skip the Tutorial. Again, you can email us at skipthetutorialpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up at facebook.com/skipthetutorialpod, Twitter at @STT_pod, or instagram.com/skipthetutorialpod. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Stay humble.
Bundle.